With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Speaker Mike Johnson from Louisiana is pushing a vote Thursday on a funding bill to support Israel exclusively, resisting President Biden's call for a $106 billion aid package for Israel and Ukraine combined.
House Republicans released the standalone Israel bill on Monday, saying the legislation would pair $14.3 billion in aid to Israel with $14.3 billion in cuts to IRS funding that was enacted under the Inflation Reduction Act, one of President Biden's signature pieces of legislation. However, the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, declared that the IRS cuts coupled with the Israel aid would add $26.8 billion to the U.S. budget deficit, prompting fresh criticism from Democrats. Edwin Mora, Washington.
A 21-year-old Cornell student is under arrest for posting online threats about Jewish students at the university.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says Cornell student Patrick Dye is charged with posting threats to kill or injure. The menacing messages over the weekend threatened to stab, slit the throat, and rape Jews, alarming Cornell students and bringing extra security to a Jewish center and kosher dining hall on campus. The threats came amid a spike of anti-Semitic and anti-Muslim rhetoric during the Israel-Hamas war, something FBI Director Christopher Wray warned lawmakers about Tuesday. Julie Walker, New York.
The Federal Reserve kept its key short-term interest rate unchanged for a second straight time, but left the door open to further rate hikes if inflation pressures should accelerate in the months ahead. The Fed said in a statement after its latest meeting that it would keep its benchmark rate at about 5.4%, its highest level in 22 years. Wall Street liked what it heard. The Dow was up by 221 points today. This is SRN News. Parents across the nation are suddenly questioning what their children are being taught in school, and one expert says it all started during the pandemic when kids were stuck at home.
Doing classes by Zoom and things of that nature, having parent portals with assignments and assigned readings, the parents had become more active than perhaps they had been historically and began to realize, wait a minute, these things that are being taught to my child, I don't agree with, I don't believe in, and I don't believe they should be taught.
Abraham Hamilton is with the American Family Association.
People are using their classrooms as a mechanism to transmit values that may be foreign to the parents as opposed to, you know, the traditional understanding of reading, writing, and arithmetic.
He says every mom and dad in the country needs to find out what their youngsters are being taught in school and what books are being used in class. The American Family Association has resources for parents. That website is afa.net. This is SRN News. Infant mortality is at its highest in 20 years in the U.S.
A report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says the U.S. infant mortality rate rose 3% last year. The report says white and Native American infant boys and babies born at 37 weeks or earlier had significant increases in death. The report also notes larger increases for two of the leading causes of infant deaths, maternal complications and bacterial meningitis. The national rate rose to 5.6 infant deaths per 1,000 live births in 2022, up from 5.44 per 1,000 the year before. I'm Donna Water.
Delegates from 28 nations, including the U.S. and China, have agreed to work together to contain the potential catastrophic risks posed by galloping advances in artificial intelligence. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.